Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guests a question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you at Columbo Chronicles Live. And tonight we have an exclusive interview, a very special guest. His name is George Green, and he'll be calling in soon. And he is a lecturer and an author of several books. And he's a former investment banker, and he's in real estate, a real estate developer, insurance broker, and publisher of a frequent book known as, The New Paradigm. And he's president of the Global Insights, Inc., Insights, INSIGHTS, Global Insights, Inc. And he's lectured to thousands of people, and he tells his story. And his story is how he got involved with the globalist and what happened to him, and how he recovered. And now he's here to share his insights and also provide you with some information on how to prepare during this potential and predicted financial crisis, potential World War III, and America in chaos. So you won't want to miss that. So share, tell a friend, tell a family member, because everyone knows that something isn't right in the good old USA and around the world. So, well, we're waiting to go and enter into the world of the globalist and authors and experts corner. Let's talk about Trump, President Trump. And according to Mad World News, President Trump's closest advisor is caught red-handed scheming with Susan Rice, and damning evidence was found. Did you hear about that? Well, that's pretty important. There's a Judas in the White House, and now he has been exposed. For weeks, conservative pundits have been speculating that one of President Donald Trump's closest advisors is really a wolf in sheep's clothing, sabotaging the president's agenda. Now we have the proof, and it's much worse than anyone imagined. The damning evidence includes a letter scheming with Susan Rice, and you'll be joining other patriots calling for an immediate firing. H.R. McMasters is a secret mole who has been turning the tables on President Trump. McMasters started out the week by firing Trump loyalists. Jerusalem Post columnist Carolyn Glick wrote Wednesday evening that National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster is purging pro-Israel staff from the National Security Council, NSC, turning the administration against President Donald Trump's policies. And that was reported by Breitbart. And we know what happened to Breitbart during the Obama administration, and to the coroner and his assistant. That report was concerning, but now we have the damning evidence in a letter where McMasters told Susan Rice that she can keep her security clearance, something Trump would never do or approve of. almost 1 month after it was disclosed that former President Obama's National Security Advisor Susan Rice was unmasking members of President Trump's team and other Americans, Trump's own National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, sent an official letter giving her unfettered and continuing access to classified information and waiving her need-to-know requirement on anything she viewed or received during her tenure. On the White House letterhead, Washington, it reads, "Dear Susan, the National Security Council, NSC, Security Office has informed me you have an active top secret sensitive compartmented information clearance sponsored by the NSC and maintained by the Office of Administration's Personnel Security Office. Going forward, the NSC will continue to work with you to ensure the appropriate security clearance documentation remains on file to allow you access to classified information. Since the NSC maintains your clearance, you also can contact the NSC security officer to pass your security clearance to other agencies and the private sector if necessary. Pursuant to Section 4.4 of Executive Order 13526, quote, access by historical researchers and certain former government personnel, unquote, I hereby waive the requirement that you must have a need to know to access any classified information contained in items you originated, reviewed, signed, or received while serving as National Security Advisor. This decision is based on my determination that such access is consistent with the national security interests of the United States, and two, that appropriate steps have been taken. I could hardly read this. That appropriate steps have been taken to protect classified information. Excuse me. This is absurd. From unauthorized disclosure or compromise, and to ensure that the information you access, Susan Rice, is safeguarded in a manner consistent with Executive Order 13526. If you have any questions, please seek assistance from the NSC Director of Security. Sincerely, H.R. McMaster, Lieutenant General, United States Army, Assistant to the President, which President, for National Security Affairs, the Honorable Susan E. Rice." In a June tweet, Trump called the revelation that Rice and other Obama senior officials were unmasking members of his team the big story, the unmasking and surveillance that took place during the Obama administration. According to Sarah Carter of Circa News, who broke this story, the senior West Wing official said, basically, this letter, which was signed in the last week of April, undercuts the president's assertion that Susan Rice's unmasking activity was inappropriate. Well, inappropriate to say the least. In essence, anybody who committed a violation, as she did, would not be given access to classified information. McMaster's has been undermining President Trump for quite some time, firing Rich Higgins, a Trump loyalist, who pointed out globalists and Islamists were attacking the president. A top official on the National Security Council was fired last month by National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster, reportedly after he argued in a memo that President Trump's administration is under sustained attack from globalists and Islamists. Well, globalists and Islamic are in bed together. Even during World War II, they were in bed together. Rich Higgins, a former Pentagon official who served in the NSC Strategic Planning Office as a director for strategic planning, was fired on July 21st. And that source, you can read it in The Atlantic. Now, patriots on social media have adopted the hashtag Fire McMasters, and they are making it go viral. Many are calling the White House and leaving a message telling President Trump that we, the people, have his back and to get rid of the mole, McMasters. There's little doubt McMasters is behind so many of the leaks and problems that have plagued President Trump's administration, and we know this must be a blow to President Trump, who expects loyalty. And, of course, all American presidents expect loyalty, and why else would they appoint if they did not expect loyalty? So on that note, we're going to take a break, and we come back, we're going to talk to our special guest in an exclusive interview with George Green, and we will tell you a little bit more about George Green just as soon as we come back from this important message. So don't touch that dial.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, we're back on Columbo Chronicles Live, and we're about to enter into the world of the globalist, as well as experts and authors, which we do every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. right here at Blog Talk Radio Network, just for you. So listen up, because now we're going to enter into the world of authors and experts, and we have an expert with us, and his name is George Green. And he has quite a background. He is the president of Global Insights. And he has an expansive background. He's a former investment banker, registered financial principal with the NASD, and a broker-dealer, securities underwriter, real estate developer, insurance broker, and publisher. He's a frequent guest on radio and television talk shows. And he is the publisher of Handbook for the New Paradigm, written by the ETs. Each attendee at his lectures, sometimes, I suppose, receives a complimentary copy, and that's up to him. And he is president of Global Insights, Inc., as I stated, and he's spoken to thousands of people through his lectures, and he's appeared on numerous talk shows, and he's here on Colombo Chronicles Live to tell us his story and to share with us some information on the financial crisis, what to expect, how we got here, and why he is involved. So, hi, George. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Rose, for inviting me to share the information with your people. It's very important that they be awakened to the big scam that's coming down on not only us, but the entire planet at this minute. Some of the background, so you know how close I am to the top. I was asked to be the finance chairman for the election of the next president of the United States 2 years before I became president. Now, this is some time ago. And when I went into the meeting, the world leaders were there, and I said, what am I here for? And they said, we would like you to be the finance chairman for the next president. And I said, but I just started this huge project. They said, don't worry about it. We'll put it on ice. My next question I had to them, I says, why me? And they said, we owe you a favor. Then the next one I wanted to know is, who's going to be the next president? And they said, Jimmy Carter. And I said, Jimmy who? They said, he's the Democratic governor of Georgia. And I responded, but I've been voting Republican. And Paul Volcker, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, walked over and he said, son, don't worry about it. We control them both. And most people don't know that the Federal Reserve is a private organization. So at any rate, we understand they control all the money that's happening. The next thing I had to do was, of course, I says, but I just started this big project. They said, they'll put it on ice. And I said, who with? And I said, you can do that. And then I sat down. Now I got another question. What does the finance chairman do? So I sat with a guy by the name of Ted Kennedy. And Ted says, George, you're really good with money. We're going to send you out to all the state Democratic functions, and you're going to have a real good time because you're going to meet some foxy ladies. I won't go into the more details on it now. It's on the Internet, on my site. But basically, when I sat through with the meeting that was going on, Kissinger said our number one problem that we have on the planet, there's just too many people. So what they were going to put into motion, which they had Jimmy Carter do, that's if for your listeners, if they pull up on the Internet the Georgia Guidestones, it'll give you a summary. And Jimmy's first thing that he had to do was give away the Panama Canal. And, of course, today you're probably aware it's run by China. And the next thing he was to do, there were several things, but the main one was to get World War III started. And that was all under the auspices of reducing the world's population back to its carrying capacity. Now, all of this, I sat in over the weekend with them, with the world leaders at that time, and I was really upset about the thing. When I got through talking to Ted, because he really insulted me, I walked across the room. I'm with Pierre Trudeau and his wife. At that time, he was the Prime Minister of Canada. Anyway, Pierre and I were doing okay, but then I'm looking down at his wife, and there's a little half cigar box full of white powder. Something hit me there. If the world leaders have to resort to this, I didn't want to be part of it. But I wanted to find out more. So I sat in over the meeting over the next 4 days. And after that, I basically made the conclusion on it, I don't want to be part of these people. Now, I got up there because I became so powerful in the money. I'm the only person in the United States that got a license for selling money. And it was really interesting. Wow. Because... well, it's a little different, Rose. If people had, at that time, back in those days, if you put in $10,000 in the bank, usually the television or the whatever bank you had would pay you 5% interest, and they'd probably give you a bonus of a television set or something else if you left it in there for 1 year. Well, how I got involved into it, my dad happened to be the third largest meat packer in Denver. Now, in the meatpacking business, just to give you some background, is really heavy in cash because if I go out and buy 1,000 head of cattle, for instance, the Packers and Stockyards Act maintains that I have to pay for them in 24 hours. I mean, we kill the animal. Then we turn around and process it, and we sold it back to the government. Now, the government did that through various the programs at that time was the school lunch program and all these military programs that they wanted. The problem is we wouldn't get paid for them for like 2 to 3 months because of the paperwork. So my job was to go to the banks and borrow against my government receivables, which was a no-brainer, frankly, because I've come in, every bank wanted to loan money on it. They didn't have to maintain reserves on it. One of the bankers, and I'll give you his name, Dan Sebastian, who was the president of the Colfax National Bank, he says, George, you have a lot of friends with money. Why don't you have them put their money into our bank, and we'll be able to loan you more? And I said, let me look at your books. Now, a little bit of my background, I studied law and business at the University of Illinois. I went to Colorado School of Mines. I majored in geophysics. I studied at Lancaster College in California. I also studied in Tsuchiba University in Japan. I got an education of what was going on in the world on a different direction. Anyway, to go on with the story so people understand the game, how I got so powerful in the money, is when I looked at the books over, I says, Dan, it looks like if people put in $100,000 in the bank, for instance, they can loan out $1 million. And he said, that's exactly right. And I said, I got a solution for you. It looks to me like you're putting these full-page ads in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News and other places for people to put their money in the bank, and it appears to me that it's costing you about 3% in advertising. And he said, that's correct. And I said, I have a better solution for you. Why don't you pay me 3%, and I'll put all the money you want in the bank. And so we would set in an agreement in his particular bank. I agreed to put in $5 million. Now, how I did that was called all my friends because of the areas I worked around, they had the money. And what I did was write out a check to them in advance for 2%. In other words, the bank paid them 5. I gave them 2 in advance, so they got a 40% increase in their money with absolutely no risk. Now, in theory, they had no, if you look at it at this point, they had no way, they controlled the money 100%. It was their dough. And at the end of 1 year, they could take it out and spend it and do whatever they wanted to. Now, in theory, it was insured by FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. It's a private corporation, has nothing to do with our government. The same thing with the Federal Reserve. You call any Federal Reserve office and ask the people who pays them. It's their own organization. It's not a government agency, just to give you an idea. So we're playing a huge monopoly game. The problem is somebody else owns the game. Now, what's happening is, because I became so powerful, I would put in $5 million, and the bank would loan out $50 million. So at that time, they were paying they were charging people about 8% interest. So they would take in, on that basis, $4 million on paying me what? On $5 million, $150,000. So you can understand. But that is shared with the Federal Reserve members, and that goes back up to the Rockefellers et al. And there's a group of people that basically make all the financial decisions on what's going on in the country. And I look at politics as two words, Rose. Poly means many, and ticks are bloodsuckers. Now, I used to run around with the guys in Washington. I don't know a one of them back there that is not beholding to money in some way. How did they get into the office? Big companies finance them. Their lobbyists get up there to have them pass a bill. You're in California right now. When California passed the so-called this Obamacare thing, do you realize that the movie industry people paid off the lobbyists over there, and the lobbyists had a faction of that gives the movie industry free taxes for 7 years? Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I did not know that, because I wrote the first blog to every congressman and stated Obamacare is unconstitutional and illegal, and laid out the reasons why, and said it borders on extortion, placing an imaginary gun to every American's head to buy a consumer product or service that they're not guaranteeing they'll ever get. And there's no liability, and exempting themselves from the laws they're making. So I'm totally concerned about millions of Americans who are now, speaking of Obamacare, without health care, and because it's non-affordable and the Cadillac tax kicked in. And I get emails all the time with people who are crying because they are chronically ill and they can't afford to sign up, and they're getting fines in the mail for Obamacare.
Well, it's worse than that, Rose, because when I got involved, because And not only did I play with that bank, but the banker told other banks across the United States about my deal. And since I was not working for any government, I was self-employed on putting my own thing as a, that. And the first thing that happened is the Federal Reserve notified the state of Colorado to license me. And I said, bring on it. I love exams. I mean, I studied law and business. You know how that goes. And I said, bring it on. They said, well, we don't know what to do because we never had this request. And frankly, we have a problem. And I said, what's your problem? And they said, we don't know how to identify money. I said, no problem. I said, my friend Peter Dominick, who's he's a state senator, I said, well, I'll have him when he gets back to Washington to go ahead and bring me the accounting book for the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. So he sent them to me. Rose, they don't have a definition of money, period. They say they don't have one. The only thing that they use is money, and they do say that in their all their documents, and that's what they exchange between countries, is gold. So when you hear a country that's paying somebody off, they always use gold. But now when it comes to currency, right now, the dollar is basically banned all over the world. You're probably aware of that. You can go to Europe. They won't take the dollar. Right now, we've got our banks right now that won't take dollars in cash right now or large amounts. They have to report it back to who? The collection agency, the Federal Reserve again, so they can keep track of what's going on. Now, in the plans that I was asked to build an enemy prisoner of war camp in downtown Las Vegas. Now, I was a little upset about this because, number one, who's the enemy? But the contract was very, very clear. My friend happened to be head of the FBI in Southern California, Ted Gunderson. Remember him? Anyway,
oh, yeah,
Ted,
I met him one time back in the 90s.
Well, Ted. Well, you probably did. That was when he was doing okay, and he's still, you know, my friend. Anyway, I told Ted, I says, look at this. They're asking me to build an enemy prison war camp. He said, give me that, and he took him away, and he sent it back. And I come back in a couple of days, and he says, George, they're building them all over the country, only they changed the name to FEMA camps. Now, in the plan 2000 that Jimmy Carter was putting into writing, and went to sit down here with Kissinger, in order to control the American people, they got to control their money. So what they're planning on doing, and this is all in writing in the Plan 2000, it's in the Agenda 21 and the rest of it, what they're going to do is call it a national emergency, and you're going to go to the post office, and you're going to get a new photo ID. And the next thing is that's going to allow you to have their new digital money. Now, they're always have been planning for everybody just to have a card, not cash. As you probably know, they don't want $100 bills anymore. A lot of banks won't take them, or they won't admission with the credit. They won't take cash to pay off bills. You have to have a debit to do something. People on Social Security get a debit card. This is what they want for the entire United States. Well, meanwhile, the problem is we've got, as you know, 300 million people in the United States. 40% of them are drawing their income somewhere from government so-called benefit programs, like IE, the pension funds and all of it. And it's all rigged. The whole stock market's rigged. It's a total lie. So everybody around here and your listeners, I'm trying to set them into a position to understand what the total game is, like the definition of money and all of that. I'm willing to have people, contact my office, and I'll send them a copy of it so they can read it for themselves, as one of them, or have them call the Federal Reserve and ask them directly, are they a government agency? Because none of the employees are government agents. They all set up their own pension funds, and they have to certain things that they put them under, and all the pension funds are required by law to buy bonds and stocks. Who controls all the stock market? People don't even know that if you put together a retirement account, your pension fund or whatever you have, they have no voting rights. So what you have, again, the whole stock exchange up there is controlled by less than 4% of the people in the country. So we're playing the game of monopoly, giving you the illusion that the stock market's going to go up. I analyzed it, and I figured the stock market should be at $3,500 if I was based on real money, because they don't even tell you what the companies are worth. And the problem is we have here at this minute, the federal government, when they give you accounting, September 30th is the fiscal year of the United States government. the fiscal year debt is only the due what they tell you now. Next year's debt, in other words, they got a second year bond or the third year bond, they don't count until we come there. We're over $300 trillion in debt right now, mostly to foreign governments who've been sold all these derivatives, what I created right there in California, which is a crazy game. Well, a derivative means derived off of, and what I did was pool 1,000 mortgages with what U.S. life savings alone, for instance, in Los Angeles, and then I went to New York with my office up there, and I said, as an underwriter, my problem is how you determine the price of 1,000 mortgages, because they're all payable, you know, different interest rates, different times there periodically and everything. So one of my buddies raised his hand and he says, George, we can make money. Let us help you. And so he said, we'll insure them all. So that's the beginning of AIG. Remember when the stock market crashed a few years ago?
Yes.
What insurance company AIG. Did they bail out? AIG, because it covers all the pension funds. Am I clearing some of this stuff up?
How is it that these people aren't arrested? I mean, to
well,
me, it sounds like a conspiracy to defraud the American people and the rest of the people in the world.
Who's going to arrest you since the crooks are making all the laws? They sit down and they protect each other all the way up. You have to understand
that's the problem.
The problem is clear up at the very top. I mean, Trump is a wild card, you know, because he had enough money over there. He's trying to help. The trouble is he's only playing around with about 10%. You know, Washington, D.C. is really funny because when you go down there, and let's say you got elected, when you go to D.C. and you take your position, you're at the top of a pyramid. The underlying people that work for you are the ones that's been there for 20 years. Don't you think they're going to protect each other? In other words,
absolutely.
You can't bring your own staff when you go to D.C.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote in my book that it's a self-disciplining, self-policing, and self-protecting system. And they've created a two-tier justice system, one for the rich and one for the poor. And the middle class is being wiped out, and they are redistributing the wealth, so everyone ends up poor except them. So this
is really an
illusion.
It's an illusion. And when I was with the leaders in China a couple of years ago, and in Beijing, I was a guest with them, and they took me all over China. And you have no idea what 1,300,000,000 people are until you do that. But their last comment was to me is, it's been 5,000 years. It's our turn to run the world. Now, what are they doing? They're buying everything, all the natural resources, all the things they're looking at. Now, you don't have any idea what their military is. You have no idea about their technology because they won't release it. You know, they have this fingerling out here causing all the commotions right now in North Korea, and they're all, you know, yelling about that, and that's to keep everybody diverted away from what's going on. You don't hear anything about Iran. You don't hear anything about Israel. You don't hear anything about that stuff right now. And yet all of Europe is in a commotion right now because what did Brexit do? Brexit this week says no more dollars.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear it. I've been sitting down here looking at the crazy banks that are around here that don't want to take any money, or if they give out more than $4,000, they have to report it back to the people so they can find out how you're getting the cash down there, because they don't want anybody having any cash. They want this debit card they're going to be issuing, and they're going to do that when they call a national emergency, and that's under the FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And the worst thing can happen when I was talking about these things. I was talking in San Francisco with the leaders up there about this same thing, and I said, so how's this is going to happen? And remember when they had the big earthquake that happened out in California? Well, you remember I-10 got crashed and all that?
I
flew to Sacramento and talked to my friends. Yeah, well, I had more fun to that. I flew to Phoenix because I was building down there at the same time. I talked to the FEMA people down there, and they says, we're not going to allow Californians into Arizona. And I said, what are you going to do? And they said, we're going to put up tent cities. And he says, mark my words, under the FEMA thing, it's going to be passports between states. So you and I are looking at the dilemma they're creating. They want to get the things, their plan was to get World War III started, and that was the reason why Carter had to go after Iraq. Remember, Hussein was our buddy. He was going after Iran, and it was all over oil, if you remember all that.
Sure.
It's all over money when it comes back from the world and power and control over it and what we're doing. Meanwhile, the educational system across the United States has collapsed. People don't, they can't get jobs, as you know. And this is a game that's coming on, and the game of politics, remember, poly is many and ticks are bloodsuckers, right?
Right. Well,
so we're having
this game
that's going on, and I'm trying to get people prepared. Now, since the only real money, according to the World Bank, is gold, I'm suggesting people have some of that. Right now, because I'm getting the word from all the banks what's going on, I'm suggesting when they call this national emergency to put everybody on only on a debit card, it's going to take them a couple of months to get things sorted around. So I'm suggesting everybody have 2 to 3 months of small bills, ones, fives, tens, and twenties, that you'll be able to trade while we're going through this big change that could be happening as quick as this weekend. Keep watching this middle. They're going to have something to cause a national emergency, frankly.
Well, I went to the bank, and they had five teller windows, and there's only one girl now, and they put ATM machines up against the other windows, and it says, you know, use the new ATM machines. And so the tellers were gone. There's just one teller. So, I mean, I pay attention to these things. Like, they're building these 15-foot walls along the freeways. I pay attention. People don't pay attention. You know, why do we need 15-foot walls along the freeways, you know, unless they plan on stopping people on the freeways, and which they've been doing in California.
They're doing it in other places, too, but that's because of all of the media controls. All the newspapers and everything are controlled by the inner group themselves. The publishing industry has gone crazy because people are all walking around with their handheld instruments now. They quit reading books. So if you go out, you yourself write a book or something out there to try to get it distributed, unless your radio program has a lot of listeners out here that are willing to come in to acquire them, it's a hard thing to do to get information. You just keep running your program. You know, bless you for coming out and willing to tell people some of the truth at this minute. I'm running, as you know, I run around the world. I was just in Czechoslovakia, and I was lecturing over there. It's amazing what is happening in the rest of the world. We found out we can't use the dollars. You got to have a special credit card that's being approved for international use is what it amounts to. And basically the $100 bills are banned. I just had a friend to come back from Hong Kong. The people there had a suitcase with $10 million in $100 bills, and asking them to bring it back. But the airports now are checking everything. If you carry over $1,000, they're going to confiscate it.
Yes, and the airports now are checking laptops and all kinds of books and computers and things. That's like Nazi Germany.
Well, you have to understand, when you go inside the gate, when you go through their security deal, that's in a different country. You don't have
any
say-so.
Well, I mean, even here they're doing that. They're doing it here in the USA now. They just started that new program with TSA. And what I've noticed is that, we can thank George Soros for that because Michael Chertoff and Obama, because Obama used stimulus money to give to Chertoff, which was a huge conflict of interest to start up this built-in forever clientele, and Soros owns stocks in OSI Systems, and OSI Systems owns Rapiscan, and Rapiscan is now in the airports, and the only people they're naked x-raying are the American people, not the radicals coming over from the foreign nations. They're patting down and DNA swiping and naked x-raying the American people and treating the Americans and assaulting the Americans at the airports. We're just flying to Grandma's house.
It's goodbye, U.S. Now, I got to add more confusion to the issue. When you just brought up George Soros, you're aware that in my crazy running around at Edwards Air Force Base, I saw my first flying saucer back in the days before film was, it was all black and white film. That was back in 1958. I'm 10 feet away from an alien craft inside a hangar at Edwards Air Force Base. Well, subsequently during the thing, I became in contact with the extraterrestrials and have agreed to publish their information that they have. And now people can go to my website, nohoax.com, and they can download them free. Because that's an overview from the extraterrestrials, because they say the same thing that I've been talking about, the Plan 2000 on a global thing is reduction. They want to observe. They cannot interfere within us. They can do is give us information. And the first book, The Handbook for the New Paradigm, that word got out, and some secretary from some guy named George Soros, they called and ordered a set of books. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I can. I certainly can, because he's got his little fingers into everything.
Well, but once you read when you and your listeners, by the way, I sent you a whole set of them. You'll get them on Tuesday. I'll ask for a book report after you get through.
Just as a hint, I sent you an email, too, just so you know.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, they're on the way. You're going to get them on Tuesday. At any rate, what I'm saying, when you get through reading the books, and you better, or your listeners go, like you say, you can download it free on my site, or just if you go to Google or YouTube, or just go to George Green, and you'll see pictures of the extraterrestrials and their craft and everything else. But they cannot interfere, but they can give us information. This is our game. I mean, it becomes incredibly more complicated when you start understanding that there's a group of ETs that are actually communicating with the guys that are planning on taking over the world. It gets totally out of line, because you say, hey, all I can worry about is my local, you know. I'm sitting with the state representative last week having lunch with him, and we're sitting here discussing it. He says, you have no understanding of how corrupt it's becoming right now. He says, I can't stand to be in office anymore, because even if I present a bill and we get it through, they ignore it all, or they'll switch it the next week, or when they say they use it, all these executive orders that they put on, where the Constitution say the executive orders overthrow the Constitution?
It doesn't. It doesn't.
That's
and
right.
In fact, executive orders were never intended to make laws. They were intended to administrate policies for the Congress and the administration and the staff. And the only time he could use an executive order, which Obama totally used through his whole 8 years, the only time they can use an executive order is if national security is at risk, and Obama totally just trampled on that one.
Well, even Congress is the only one that can declare war.
Oh, yeah, but he didn't care. He ordered firing off of 220 Tomahawks at a cost of $600,000 each to every American, and he killed freedom fighters and women and children. I mean, and without congressional authority to a country who never threatened America.
Well, that's the trouble, is that all the countries that I was in a meeting in Costa Rica with all of the presidents of all of Latin America. I was down there because I bought a cup of coffee from the president of Costa Rica. At that time, it was Rodrigo Odio. And Odio and I were sitting here discussing the big problem is how do we maintain balance, because, you know, Costa Rica's on the dollar and the colona, and then my friends down in Ecuador, they're on the dollar also, but all these things, they can't exchange dollars back and forth now without a big premium. It's interesting to see how the other ones are pulling out of the thing, and all the countries are coming down to get rid of the dollars, and yet nobody right now, very few people have it. They have very little savings. The average person can't come up with $500 in cash right now. So
well,
we're looking at
most people live paycheck to paycheck.
Exactly. Well, if you want to look at unemployment to whatever they get on the unemployment, or if they're foreigners that come over here, they get it put on the system right away. And the system is all these new cards they get. It's all their money. Social Security, you got a debit card right now. That's to get everybody used to what the card is about rather than cash. And the cash, of course, that's when the Federal Reserve started. You know, that was, it used to be U.S. money, and then the Federal Reserve group got together, as you know, in Jekyll Island and created this consortium, and the president signed off and gave away rights to the whole game. But it's been going on so long, most people haven't got a clue of what's coming down, because what's the first things they want to do is get everybody interested in two things, entertainment and sports. If you can do that, then they can take over what's going on, and that's what's coming down. Meanwhile, I'm sitting with, you know, the Prime Minister of Canada, and we're sitting here discussing what they have planned. Well, right after that, of course, now you have a border, United States people going over. They got to be there, searched like crazy to go up there. They don't want the dollar up there either. You can't, you yourself cannot move dollar, like the most powerful current country in the world right now is China, because they're buying everything. I mean, they control
the
Panama Canal.
They've been buying up everything
that was the first thing.
For a long time.
It's,
yeah.
That's right. It's all coming up. As they said, it's 5,000 years. It's our turn to run the world. So you get to see down. You can watch the play.
They were buying up the nickel back in the 90s. They've been buying up all the nickel. And I wrote an article on that, and people are like, oh, big deal, you know. I'm just like, it is a big deal. You're going to find out what a big deal is.
They bought the copper mine in Chile. They own all the largest copper mine in the world in Chile.
Well, when can you stay with me, because I want to take a little break here? Okay,
sure.
And because I want to ask you about those, more about the UFOs and the extraterrestrials too, because I've seen quite a few of them, and of course everybody thinks you're whacked when you tell them that, but that's okay. I'll be back in a moment.
Hey,
you're listening.
go to my website. You can see pictures of them on the internet.
I did. And we'll be back with George Green on Colombo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio Network in just a moment.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Colombo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Colombo's home on the Colombo Chronicles Live to your home, Colombo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Listening is an art. An art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Colombo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Colombo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to ColomboChronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Colombo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, ColomboChronicles.com.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, we're back with Colombo Chronicles Live and our guest, George Green. And we are talking about the financial crisis that's pending. And we're also talking about what's happening around the world, how you can prepare yourself. And also, we're talking about UFOs, which intrigues everybody, of course, including myself. So, George Green, which books would you suggest that you have on your website that people read that have to do with the UFOs?
Well, the Handbook for the New Paradigm, Embracing the Rainbow and Becoming. Actually, I'm going to read you one paragraph on this, out of Embracing the Rainbow real quick.
Okay.
Because everybody's kind of curious about it. And these books are authored by the extraterrestrials, just so you know.
You don't have to be
real
quick.
I'll do it real quick.
If you don't want to. No, you don't have to do it real quick because I extended the show.
Oh, did you? Okay, well, let me give you the
thing. You were invaluable wealth here.
Okay, I'm going to read you this one paragraph. What are called crop circles, you've heard of those, has caused great curiosity. The previous discussion of the existence of the Galactic Administration of Responsible Maintenance was introduced as a preface for the information. In times of great stress for a planet, not an unusual thing in keeping all within balanced orbits, etc., energy is focused from the various grid system that maintain and control the spin tiles and other physical maintenance. It's similar to tuning up your automobile. This is done on a regular basis. In the case of your planet, which is under great stress, as even the most sleeping human will acknowledge, the process is going on with increased regularity. The crop circles are dynamic energy codes that are being sent as usual, but are made visible as an attempt to awaken humanity to the truth that outside help is maintaining the balance. There have been specific cases of groups sitting in open fields, meditating and finding a crop circle created around them in moments. The instantaneous instances were again for the purpose of giving the message and took place only within the confines of these special areas and the particular timing of them. So what's happening around the planet because of the weather changes, now we're causing a lot of the problems. I was in Panama and the ocean's 5 degrees warmer. I own 2 coffee farms in Costa Rica, and the coffee's no good anymore because the temperatures are so high, they've changed all that. So what's happening is all the farmers down there are going to pieces. They can't get rid of their coffee because we're doing that. But meanwhile, the currents, because of the wind and everything going from the equator, both ends of the world, as you know, are melting. This is all part of this whole planet getting ready for a major shift, which is coming up, because it flips on its axis periodically, and the ETs they're not going to stop it, but what they're going to do is try to get us so we have the information so we can change the ending of the story. And that's basically what the basis of the Handbook for the New Paradigm. And people can go to my website, nohoax.com, and download it free. If I suggest you get the books if you can, you know, in hard copy, because there's so much information in them to awaken you to what's happening on everything from the political system down to the geophysical system of the planet and how we related to other planets and how the ETs, there's lots of them visiting us right now because this is a big occurrence. We've got the sun coming up. We're going to have a big change in another week from now, but we've got the planet getting ready to flip on its axis also. And this is all predicted, and we've done it before. These are the things we have to do to get people prepared.
So what steps would people take to prepare? Because it seems like it's so overwhelming and so beyond, you know, the human conscious mind. And as we know, millions aren't even aware of anything going on, or else they don't want to hear it because it's too scary and too corrupted.
Number one, the first rule in the universe is to gain all knowledge. Well, obviously, you're not going to gain it in one lifetime, but you're at least going to try. Most of our education systems only gets people focused in one area, What you try to do is get yourself aware with other people of like minds to help support each other in the days ahead. I don't know what people are going to do. I mean, you know, all the floods and everything they're talking about. What are we going to do when we have these 150-mile-an-hour winds on the surface of the planet? And that's where I flew down to Italy, Texas, and learned how to build a monolithic dome house. And you can pull that up on the Internet and look at them. They will withstand all that. Meanwhile, we have all these cities we built, and when you analyze the city, well, the Pleiadians, that's a group of extraterrestrials, they told me that they engineered this planet originally. All the different races come from different star systems. We're just an amalgamation, if you want to look at it. Well, they consider us the outback, or if you want to look at it, of Australia. Remember when they sent all the prisoners down to Australia? Guess what? That's what we all are. We were the prisoners of other planets, hoping that we would take the laws and put them together to use for life and go on it. But instead, we have allowed the power within a few people that have another game, and we're always looking for somebody else to come save it. And it's a do-it-yourself job. This is a deal where each one of us, you and I, both have to understand that the problem is, find out what we can do to get ourselves in a position of, quote, safety, and begin to get it out. Now, that's the basis of the three books and the reason why I agreed to publish the material. And the ETs gave me the job because I had the money to do it. I go out to my lectures, and I give away a book to everybody that shows up.
So bottom line is, though, that how do people get so evil like this Illuminati? How do they become so evil that they would want to reduce the population by 90%?
Well, it's worse than that. Well, because if you go to – when I got the information, I'm sitting with the meetings with the leaders on that, I said, this can't be correct. So I flew to the World Watch Association, the Population Institute, which is five blocks north of the White House. It's funded by all the major corporations in the world. They send all the data in, and it keeps track of – the use, the air, all of the stuff that we've done, and seeing how bad what we've done to this planet. I mean, Rose, do you have any idea when the first nuclear bomb exploded? Most people don't.
Mm-mm.
1908.
Really?
Really. The Germans did it. They sent an expedition to Tungusta, Siberia, and they exploded it up there. And what had happened is they calculated wrong because they were hoping they were going to flip the planet on its axis prematurely. Now it's scheduled to flip in the next 20 years, frankly. We'll get you all. You know, I get a lot more information, but there's too much we can put out over the show. It's the reason why I go out lecturing to small groups all over. I don't charge to go do these lectures. I'm trying to wake people up. And I bring pictures and other things so they can see it and feel it themselves and ask themselves, who's out here to do it? Even Christ said it, you know, in the various versions of the Bible. He said, what I do, you can do and greater. And he also said, what you sow, you shall reap. In other words, responsibility. Right. Everybody's looking for somebody to come save them. And Rose, it's like you. You're out trying to wake people up. We're not saving anybody. We're giving them information so they can save themselves. Because everything is involved. It's going to be a hard it's a challenge because I've been running around the world. You know, I'm sitting here lecturing in China and all over Europe and, you know, down to Australia and Canada, all the different countries, trying to wake people up because it's happening on the entire planet. And the media is only controlled on their local, you know, your local four blocks is going to tell you what happened last night if they brought out the right weather, right?
Right, and that's good luck with that. And so, like, to me, the government is useless. The current government, the federal government, I think it's useless. I mean, who needs them? I mean, I think we're wasting our tax dollars on them.
It's the best government money can buy. Let's put it that way. And that's what it's bought and paid for by money, and we have to change things around. I mean, in California, you got so-called sanctuary cities, so you can try to set your own. what they're telling us from the ETs, basically, that we're going to have the United States split into other things. Texas is going to secede from the Union. Other states are already talking about doing that right now to create your own thing, because that's all we were, a bunch of independent states. And that's going
to
happen.
Well, that's true.
I know. I've been saying these are all things that are planning that will possibly be happening. But how do we get involved ourselves? Because most people are locked to their so-called money system that they get set on, and they're sitting down there. California's got enormous population problems, and the economics have made it so it's out of line. Remember the old days when you could buy a house I had a house in Beverly Hills. It only cost me like $300,000. What did it cost today?
Oh,
4 or 5 million,
seven
right?
Or 8 million. Or
yeah,
more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These are the things are all changing around, and you say, "Well, I got to do that because that's my job." And it's the greed.
It's the greed because the country was begun on greed, and now it's going out based on greed. And people who are that greedy can't get enough. It's never enough, so they have to keep going for more. It's like they thrive on it, and they lust for it, and they just never can have enough.
Well,
and that's
it becomes scary.
Exactly.
That's what the reason why when you go out try to explain to people that everything's going to be changing, and out of the chaos, we're going to have to create something new. The four basic laws of the universe, the first one's the law of attraction, or basically what you put out, you're going to get back to yourself. So the other one is the intent, because everything, if you come back, you know, biblically speaking, John 1 says in the beginning was the word, and that wasn't correct. In the beginning it was thought. Words are just thought out loud. So you and I are all, and all your listeners, are nothing more than a product of the creation itself. And planet Earth, we can rethink the ending of the story, but we need to have it without the programming they've given you of all the bad stuff. And we've got all, frankly, they've given us all the information so we can try to do that, but it's only going to be in small groups. The masses are, again, who's playing the football game this weekend? They'd rather see that.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, I tell everybody, including my kids, we are our thoughts. And
That's exactly right.
I believe we are our thoughts. And so if you're going to get up in the morning and say, oh, the world's coming to an end today, well, it just might come to an end today. But if you get up in the morning and say, hey, this is a beautiful world, I'm going to make a difference, I'm going to make a change, and whether it's helping a neighbor or giving someone a smile who's unhappy or whatever, you are making a difference if you're doing something positive.
That's the right. The best thing to do is that's based of the Handbook for the New Paradigm, and I suggest to people read that because that'll give the people something to look at, and also that they can be in direct contact with the ETs. The ETs will be glad to assist those that ask for it. And a little prayer, I'm a human becoming, help me become. That gives them permission to communicate with you. And then you can be part of what we call the ground crew. And there's many of these that are, quote, around the world now are forming small groups of ground crew along with the information so we can be able to have a remnant left, because I don't see us stopping this thing. I sat in on the meetings on the plan. Like Kissinger said, there's just too many people. And I couldn't believe him, but then
so,
I went back and looked at all the details myself, and there is. That's it. The planet can't sustain it. That's the reason why we're having all these changes.
Well, the bottom line is, though, that, you know, it's not up to the group, the 300 or whoever they are, to decide that the planet can't sustain the rest of the people, because the planet can't sustain them because the people at the top have ripped off everybody, like
well,
in America.
They've ripped off the plans.
Obama and Hillary and Bill and all of them. They've all funneled the tax dollars into their dynasties, their family dynasties. They've engaged in
insider trading.
They've engaged in no-bid contracts and took them
and didn't put
them out there for companies to bid on. That's not the war on drugs. It's the war for drugs. Or the tunnels would be shut. The borders would be secure. Who are they kidding? Seriously, they aren't kidding me.
Well, they're kidding most of the people that are asleep, and they don't want to do anything about it anyway because they're suffering because they can't support themselves right now, Rose.
And now they're planning on ripping us off again. I mean, totally ripping us off by
That's the reason why they're bringing the FEMA camps up. I got about 100 pages all in the FEMA camps and what they've got planned. It's not a good. The FEMA camps, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, when they call it,
yeah,
they're going to be rounding everybody up.
You have that in your books?
No, I don't have it in my books. I have the original copies of what they have planned. I was going to put together a book on it. I'm going to be talking to my Webby maybe tomorrow or the next day. I'll maybe put it up on my website because it's like getting the rest of this stuff.
Because the DHS is a shadow government.
We don't have a government. It's all bought and paid for.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if they call out civil unrest or a pandemic, which Obama tried to do so many times, and George Soros was out there paying all these protesters to create civil unrest around the country. Fortunately, enough Americans did fight back and resist that, though, because that was not successful. He wasted a lot of money, and he could have helped a lot of people with that money.
Well, that's true, again, but you're talking about the money and what the game in, and the ultimate thing is they want to reduce the population of the United States down to 20 million.
Well, that's what mandated taxpayer-funded abortions are all about. In fact, they met in secret with Obama, Hillary, Biden, Kerry, the CFR, and they pre-planned that out, and Obama signed it, and they all signed it as the Global Poverty Act, in about December 2007, and the requiring the American people to pick up the tab for worldwide abortions without the knowledge of the American people. we're paying to kill the babies, not only in America, but around the world. So we're helping them out with their depopulation program.
Yeah, but it hasn't worked because according to the ETs, we're at 8.3 billion people on the planet right now. Increasing by 250,000 a day.
Yeah, but the American people aren't the problem. It's the third world countries who
aren't being given contraceptives. Yeah, but the trouble is we've polluted all of our plants and everything. We don't have anything. And so we're importing all the food from Mexico. Other places. No, though, it doesn't come out. Like I say, I spent time in D.C. myself to verify their figures, and I can understand where they're coming from because, the game of politics doesn't allow this to work on a planet. I mean,
I think, if people are going to die, they should just die naturally. I don't think that these 300 men should be deciding that, like we're all on a game chessboard, and they're pushing us around and moving us around and then knocking people off here and there as if they are the creator when they are not the creators. They just happen to get a lot of money.
Well, but the illusion is the Committee of 300, basically. I published that book out for Dr. Coleman when they first came out. I don't know if you knew that. But
no, I didn't.
He's MI6. It's another one of these games. I try to get the information out to the world on what I found out about it. But then I started directing. He's got other books, too. And some of those things are available on my website, which is nohoax.com, nohoax.com. And you can get some of those. And it's really hard to get information out to people because once they find out how corrupt the thing is on the whole planet, what can you do about it? You're going to have to take care of you and your family. That's your best thing. And then your family is so programmed, too, it's hard to get them. I have an interesting son who happens to be a senior engineer with Bechtel. And they put him in Russia for 3.5 years in the secret cities because he's a nuclear physicist. He's a PhD down there. He come back, he said, Dad, they're 12 years ahead of us, both in the space program as well as nuclear. And now he's
sitting
in.
Oh, I believe that.
Oh, he's sitting down there coming back, he and I talk about it. Well, when I was in the Air Force, I was assigned for 2 years in the nuclear, well, I was the Hound Dog nuclear bomb, so I was set up with the guidance and the mechanical systems on the bomb, so I know exactly what's going on. The trouble is, nuclear will disrupt the soul energy. That's the bad thing. The ETs are telling me all this. You know, we have this rent-a-wreck we call our body, but your soul continues on, but it will disrupt that energy.
Well, what about this Russian, I think it's a hoax and a diversion, this Russian, with Mueller, the Russian investigation against Trump and Pence and all this, and because they're trying to remove Trump and Pence from office, of course. You know, people said, oh, they don't want to remove Pence. I go, yes, they do. I go, why would they want to keep Pence when he's more of a conservative and more of a Christian than Trump? So why wouldn't they want to remove both of them?
Let me tell you something. I think it may happen. There's too many things that are happening behind the scenes that you and I don't want to talk about on the radio on the thing, but people they get little snippets and they're talking now in the corners. Everywhere I go, people are aware there's something. They just don't realize how big this thing goes around on the planet. I mean, you have
no idea.
It's just incredible the power that we've given away to just a few people who manipulated because they got to have money to go buy food down here, and the food's all being genetically modified to kill us off while they're making money.
And the thing is that, I've been noticing for a long course, I notice everything. I've been noticing for a couple of years now that the boxes are getting smaller and thinner, and the cans are smaller. And just recently, there's a particular soup that my mother likes. So I try to find it on sale for her. It's like on sale, it'd go to $1.50. Otherwise, it's $2. It's $3.50 now. So I'm looking at all this bread, a $6 for a loaf of bread, and I'm just hello, something's very wrong here, and very seriously wrong, because the average family with children, I mean, this is getting out of control, truly. And
it's going fast.
I just feel so sad for all the people that don't believe it or don't want to hear it or don't understand that they're going to have to pull in their belts and really be careful what they're spending and where they're spending it and preparing for any emergency.
Like I say, you should get 3 months worth of food stored up right away and have 3 months worth of small bills, 1, 5, 10s, and 20s right away. Not a long time now, within the next hour if you could do it, because all of the stores, you're going to watch all those things just collapsing all at once. And then when I talked to the FEMA head down in Phoenix, he said we're going to set up tent cities on the border in California, because they won't be able to take you. I mean, look at Phoenix. I was just at a lecture down there. I can't believe it. I was building in Phoenix, 350,000 people. They got 6 million down there now. And
this
where's the
so
water?
Sad. Yeah, and if, speaking of water, that is the new oil, too. I mean, they are buying up all the water reservoirs. They're buying up all the sanitation. They're buying up everything that the wealthy guys.
That's right. That's right.
And so who controls the water? I mean, I figured that one out. Whoever controls the water controls the food and controls the world.
Well, that's the reason why a lot of Americans are leaving this country. And they're going to other places where they feel like they're okay. But the other trouble, again, the politics of where else you go. I know the Southern Hemisphere, like a good friend of mine, her husband was, was a vice president of our country, and she moved down to Australia. And I'm sitting down there, there's nobody down in Australia, not that much. But they got weather problems, they got everything else too, but they just don't have a big population base. You know, that's what you have to look at, is how do you do that? You look at people moving over to Hawaii because they like the weather, but 92% of all of their food is imported.
Huh. That's not good.
Well, what does it tell you? It's sitting down,
yeah,
and of course, right now, because of our climate and what we've done down here, we're bringing up all of our food right now from Mexico. And when Trump's talking about putting a border down there because of the drug thing on there, well, the game is that you and I and others have to get together and have in small groups and have some, all-day discussions. That's what I try to do. My lectures usually are 3 to 4 hours just to get things going on. And I'm willing to talk to people. They can call my office, and I'll talk to them and give them as much information as I can give them so they can take on the result. Nobody's going to save them. They're going to have to save themselves. And that's what we're looking
exactly.
at.
Exactly. Even the Bible says, you know, that you got to help yourself, you know.
That's
what
right.
I tell people. I get people on my Facebook, social media, and they say, well, God will help us. And I said, God helps those who help themselves. He isn't going to come down here and make you get up and make you do this and make you do that. You
That's
have
the
to
reason
get
why
up
they want to read my books.
And
because
do that.
Yeah, well, they got to read the handbooks and stuff that are written by the ETs. They go into all of these things to give you an understanding of who and what we are and how we can change the ending of the story. And so all of your listeners can be part of what we call the ground crew to change things.
This is what I wanted to ask you. Can we change the ending? Because I'm a true believer that we can always change the ending.
Rose, when you get to when I have the books I sent you, I want a report on it from you. This is your homework. You get through reading the three books that I'm sending you, and it'll give you all the instructions, and then you and I can call back again, and we'll discuss on what you can do to awaken people, because it's so heavy. There's so much that the details that are going on.
I
the
don't
entire
even sleep
planet.
At night. I haven't slept in 20 years.
Well, that's
no,
the
I'm
illusion,
serious.
Right?
I have been, this has been a calling for me for 20 years, and I'm, you know, just happen to know things and figure out things, and I notice things and changes and things like this, and I listen to people's words, like the politicians, and people don't listen to their words, and it's like Obama said, chant, and everybody went, yes, we can, yes, we can. I said, hey, you idiots, excuse me, hey, you supporters, I'm sorry, why aren't you asking, yes, we can do what? What is he talking about? Well, he's talking about change and transformation and changing our entire nation. And they didn't know
that's
that.
That's right. And we have to look at things for the highest and best good for mankind, period. That's the best thing you can look at it and say, how does it do it? You can't interfere with anybody. You can give your information. But you and I are not out to save people. We're out here to awaken them so they save themselves.
Exactly. And, you know, I pray for everybody and the world. And because, you know, when you're awakened and you know, certain things are possible, and at least you're awakened and you're not in shock and it's not a rude awakening. But the poor people who aren't awakened, it's going to be a huge rude awakening to them.
That's painful. The best thing you can say, like I do, stay in the observer mode of this huge play that's going on the planet right now. Don't just stay in the observer mode. Don't get yourself caught up in the drama. Just look at it and say, and put together the pieces like you've been doing for 20 years. You can see it's a big play, but stay in the observer mode and make sure that you and your family are protected as best you can with the knowledge that you get. The first rule, gain all knowledge. Because you're going to have to find out that you don't want to be in a place where all hell's going to break loose. You want to get away. And so you're going to find out other people of like minds that are thinking the same thing. And so small groups are forming all over the place. Thank heavens
Very
for
good.
That. So, from that point on, you and I have to look and say, how do we wake people up, you know, and bless you for having your program out here to try to give them, you know, some of the people that come down and some of the whistleblowers and, you know, in Congress telling me what's going on. But they're not going to change it. The whistleblowers end up being killed. You know how that is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, one body on top of the next, you know. I mean, it's like all suspicious circumstances, and they all shoot themselves in the back and committed suicide. I get it. I get it.
Well, which is all against the law. But you look at when you have the leaders that are running the drug flow into our country, you have a senator in Nevada who's not allowed any chongs on it, and Nevada's set up to launder all the mafia's money. That's always the way it's been.
Yeah, and then we have human trafficking, which is a multi-billion dollar business. It's international. It's going through America and other countries. And, I mean, it's just so corrupted that, you know, I feel sorry for President Trump. I mean, I think he took on a huge mess, a gigantic mess, and I think it's a very dangerous time to be president of the United States of America if you are not one of them.
That's exactly right, and he's not one of them. So
no,
that's
he's not.
Part of
God
you
bless
know,
him.
He's accumulated a lot of it, but he's cutting off a lot of hands. I can't say what's going to happen because it doesn't look good for not only him but the whole country. That's the thing that I'm very concerned about everything.
Me too. But I really want to thank you so much for your invaluable input and your information and offering, you know, people help and information. And so why don't you just go ahead and take your time and give people any message you want and how to contact you and any books that you feel they need to read.
Well, the best thing for people to do to get started on it is to go to my website, nohoax.com, or just type my name, George Green, on Google, YouTube, or anything, and it'll come right back to them. You'll see my pictures, you'll see some of my lectures, and I try to put information out like you and I are talking about it, so it's logical. The universe is mysterious, maybe. Don't make it mystical. And that's all we need to do is understand this is a very logical system that we have messed up. Planet Earth is in big doo-doo trouble right now. And if we make it through it, it's going to be a real challenge. And how many is going to be left is going to be a real challenge. And that's what you and I need to do. And I'm glad to people can email me and questions. I'll be glad to, you know, respond directly to them on anything that they want. On the economic system, they have to forget about what's going on. The economy is going to be changed. I do tell them how they can get themselves prepared with something we'll be able to use as trade. So we can do that. Again, just email me. My address is on the website, but basically it's global at nohoax.com. That's the email to get directly to me. So that's the best way you can do that. And I call all around the world, and I travel around the world. So I'm in the position trying to help other countries, too. I became friends with a lot of presidents of other countries. And they're in the same boat. How do they keep their people going? And yet we have all this corruption that's going on, as you know, within the whole systems everywhere and distribution. So bless you for coming out, and we'll try to do what we can to keep people awakened. And the books I have on my catalog, it's up on the Internet. You can look at all the different books that we have. And like you mentioned, the Committee of 300 book, we published it. You can get it. Actually, we can get that through, you know, Amazon carries our stuff, too. The one book I tell you, The Handbook for the New Paradigm, just type that in on Google and read all the other people who have read the book. Because it will change you, because it's written by the ETs in order to communicate with you, to awaken you to who and what you really are. And with that, bless you.
God bless you too, George. And don't forget to look at your email from me.
I sent you the books. I said I'm going to want a book report when you get through reading all three of them, because it'll blow your mind. But you'll understand everything that you're asking me about, too.
Oh, good, good. That's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to that, and I thank you for that. And we'll talk again, and you keep up the good work, and hopefully there will be a better ending.
They'll be, for each person that takes on a responsibility, it'll be better for them, and that's what we can do. You and I can't save the world. We can only save the people that are willing to save themselves.
Exactly. Well, you have a great evening, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. And George Green has left the building and the studio. And, gosh, that was an intriguing and interesting interview. I know that everybody out there is concerned who listens to Columbo Chronicles Live about what's happening not only in America but around the world. And so as George Green said, you can contact him. Just Google his name, George Green, and you'll find him on the internet, and you can check out his books, check out his information, and you can also email him as well or write him a letter. This is what we are. We are messengers, and, you know, people can either think about it as food for thought. They can do something or they can do nothing, because we were created with a free will and a free choice, and it's up to each person to decide for themselves if they want to prepare. And it never hurts to prepare, even if nothing happens. It's always good to be prepared, because it could be any type of emergency that you need certain things, certain supplies, whatever. And, hey, you got them. Lucky you. And because you did take action, you are proactive. And everyone on my Facebook is proactive. Everybody on all my social media is very proactive. And they say, oh, Rose, you should run for Congress. Well, it takes a lot of money to run for Congress, for one thing. And for another thing, you have to probably be in that inner circle there. And I'm not in that inner circle, but thanks for always suggesting it. I appreciate it, and it humbles me to think that people listen and trust the Rose. And I've been on the trail for over 20 years, telling people to prepare, telling people there's something coming down, not sure exactly what. Like I said, I'm not in that inner circle. So my suggestions and information is from research, documentation, interviewing probably 1,000 hundreds or 1,000 people, and probably more than that if you want to add in all the radio interviews and cable TV interviews over the years. And it's information from long time patriots who awakened me to what was going on in the government. And it was very difficult for me to believe, because I didn't want to believe. I knew the court system was corrupted because I was fighting the court system. So that part wasn't a surprise to me. Lawyers and judges and bias and CPS and all that. But when my case took me from, as I was a whistleblower, took me from the steps of the courthouse to the steps of the governor's office to the steps of the White House, I had no idea that there was there was so much corruption, and that many of the people that I was submitting my information to were part of the corruption. So there you go. But that's how we learn, right? And so I was able to write books and become a newspaper, a columnist, award-winning writing about injustices for a couple of years for a local newspaper, and as a member of the press club, and started a grassroots movement back in the 90s called Women Fight Back. And we were fighting for the children that were being removed from non-offending parents who filed for divorce, and they never got the children back. So I protested and marched with the women to get women out of jail who were thrown into jail for trying to protect their children. Yep, lots of bad things happen to good people when people aren't awakened to the truth. So this is my truth, and you're welcome to listen every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check your time anywhere in the world or anywhere in the country. And God bless you, and God bless America, and pray for world peace, and pray that the lost souls come to their senses and don't pull the red button, or push the red button.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.